John McCain and Barack Obama both talk a lot about new sources of energy on the campaign trail. They see alternative energy as a way to reduce our dependence on foreign oil, to stem climate change, and even to boost the economy.
It's wind, tide, solar, natural gas, nuclear, offshore drilling.
And that's why I focused on putting resources into solar, wind, biodiesel, geothermal.
Every president since Richard Nixon has promised to reduce America's dependence on foreign oil, but our imports have only increased since the 1970s. So what are each of this season's contenders proposing? Obama has been talking about huge investments in clean technologies and energy efficiency.
My energy plan will invest $150 billion over the next 10 years to establish a green energy sector that will create up to 5 million jobs over the next two decades. 5 million jobs.
Obama wants to retrain steel and auto industry workers for jobs building wind turbines and solar panels. Wind is already starting to contribute energy to the nation's electricity supply. Solar isn't quite there yet. It needs more research. Edward McBride is energy and environment correspondent for The Economist magazine. He says Obama plans direct government investments in wind, solar, hybrid electric cars, and making homes and businesses more energy efficient.
He imagines a situation where the government is much more heavily involved, not just in providing incentives, but actually spending money, and therefore presumably the government is in a position to pick and choose more which technologies move forward.
Unlike Obama, Senator McCain doesn't plan direct government investment in clean technologies. Instead, McBride says, McCain is proposing tax credits for those who do invest in them.
He wants more broad-based incentives for renewables rather than different incentives for solar and wind and so on. He wants one unifying tax incentive.
But McCain plans some direct government subsidies for nuclear and clean coal. And although McCain talks about building a green economy on the campaign trail, he doesn't always seem convinced that clean energy will provide the power America needs. Here's McCain speaking in New Hampshire last December.
Most every expert that I know says that if you maximize that in every possible way, the contribution that that would make, given the present state of technology, is very small. It's not a large contribution. Even if we gave it the absolute maximum, wind, solar, and tide, etc., the truly clean technologies don't work.
McCain is counting on the investment markets to decide winners and losers in the renewable energy business. But the markets don't usually look long-term at things like climate change. So both presidential candidates are planning to put a price on burning fossil fuels, such as oil and coal, that add to the problems of climate change. That alone could provide another incentive for clean competitors. For the Environment Report, I'm Julie Grant.